Romania's entry into the European Union may be bad for Christians. The persecution of believers in Eritrea spreads, and a special cleanup operation is helping kids get to summer camp in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Romania's desire to enter the European Union may not be good for Christian radio there. Organizations have been able to petition the government for frequencies. That may change, says Little Samaritan Mission's Florine Pendigblodge. Little Samaritan operates several Christian radio stations there, but the EU isn't very happy about it.
The European Union said Romania has more than any other Eastern European country combined together. Romania has radio stations. They were telling maybe that was used for the political reasons.
More frequencies may not be available. However, Little Samaritan has already two new ones, but $12,000 is needed for equipment. Pendigblodge says your help is needed now because anti-Christian messages are rampant. Little Samaritan is combating that.
Knowing the God's word, they know the truth and they will be not deceived. That is our purpose. We are not, you know, over there to combat or to debate. We are over there to share the gospel.
Meanwhile, throughout the Arab world, Christian television reaches thousands of people with the gospel. At Sat7's broadcast headquarters in Cyprus, InterServe is sharing some of their staff with Sat7 to help launch new programming. InterServe's John Kennedy says the partnership is feathering Sat7's reach.
They've actually now broadened their footprint outside of the Arabic language to also begin doing programming for the Iranian Farsi speakers as well as Turkish speakers.
It's making a difference. Kennedy says the staff are doing a tremendous work despite challenges.
Getting it out is one thing, but then responding to all those that do ask for resources or information or questions about who Jesus is, and just having the people both to handle the correspondence, but then on the ground in those countries where those listeners come from that they can eventually connect to.
Pray that the workers won't grow weary in well-doing. You're listening to Mission Network News. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports 50 evangelicals are in custody, accused of illegal Protestant activities by Eritrea's defense ministry. The prosecution, according to Compass Direct, may have even extended into the officially recognized Eritrean Orthodox Church. For the past 9 months, the synod has effectively been under government control. Over this period, 65 key members have been excommunicated. Pray that the Eritrean believers will remain faithful and unashamed of the gospel. Next, Siberia is well known for its harsh and desolate winters, but in the summer it's beautiful, lush, and green. Teen Missions International's Bob Bland says that they're taking a team to the remote city of Shadrinsk this summer to lead the first ever boot camp for Siberian teens.
It's a neat area that we're trying to reach out to, and we are running a boot camp. We have staff there right now that are setting up the boot camp that will run this summer. And God has opened doors. We've had some young people from Siberia that have been to teen missions and know it.
It seems like things are coming together, and Bland is encouraged by what's happening.
The setup is going. The pastors are very excited about us coming and working with the teenagers in that part of the world. And we have a team of American teenagers that will go and help run that boot camp and get it started, and we're hoping, of course, then also to have a Bible school there as well.
Pray that God will do great things in Siberia this summer. And Young Life's annual Operation Cleanup took place in East Central Minnesota recently. A local chapter made up of almost 20 Young Life and Wildlife kids and their leaders spent 4+ hours picking up trash along the roadways, earning money towards summer camp. For 35 years, Young Life and Wildlife leaders have been building nurturing relationships with young people in the Cambridge Asante area and providing a platform to the hope of Christ with them. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories we featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org, where you can find short-term mission trip opportunities and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.